Folks, this segment is brought to us by Smoking Texas Electric Smokers, Ultramatic Feeders, and Hogman Outdoors. Check out hogmanoutdoors.com for all sorts of useful hog hunting equipment and watch their YouTube videos. Well, folks, you know, I have actually neglected a lake in Northeast Texas the past couple of years that I should have been covering, Lake Pat Mays, north of Paris. Now, I grew up in Red River County, and when I got grown, there was a Pat Mays. When I was a kid, there was no such thing. None of those lakes were around. But I fished years ago. I did fish Pat Mays quite a bit. Alan Ballard, a good friend of mine, has guided there and for years, I guess most of his life, probably adult life. But Alan had an injury here a couple of 3 years ago, but he's back. He's back on the water. Alan, are you standing by down there around Parrish, Texas, or Powderly, or somewhere there?
Yes, sir.
Well, I am so happy, buddy. I saw on Facebook that you was back on the water, and you know, I know it's you know, you're probably not starting out the way you the last back when you was guiding full speed, but you are back on the water, and you can put all those years of experience to work now and. Kind of, you already kind of know the areas, don't you?
Yes, sir. The crappie's doing real well.
Crappie are good? Yep.
Yes, sir.
Well, let's focus on crappie. And folks, Pat Mays is a lake that if you haven't fished there, you need to know a little bit more about it because it is an awesome fishing lake. Are you catching them shallow? Or I guess a major spawn is done up there, isn't it? Or
yes,
is it?
Sir. Yeah. It's about in the middle right now.
Uh-huh. But
I've been catching them just casting, actually using about the lightest jig you can find, and I'm casting out there with a 6-pound test line, mm-hmm. reeling back real slow and getting a bite nearly every time up in shallow water.
Ooh.
I count down to about 5 or 6 and start reeling.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it don't take just a minute in that shallow water. Since all the everything's flooded,
mm-hmm.
They all moved up just to eat, even if they're not spawning up
yeah.
there.
Yeah, up in the shallow, probably catfish too. But we'll stay with the crappie. Is the light line? Of course, it casts easier on a little, probably a spinning rig you're using, right?
Yes, sir.
Uh huh. Yeah, is the light line a must? I mean, I know it casts easier, but as far do you think a heavier line would spook them? But those little bitty jigs, you probably couldn't cast with heavier line, could you?
No, you're not going to be able to cast them with that heavier line.
Mm-hmm.
Also, it really don't matter the size right now because of the water's real murky.
Yeah, exactly.
It's real stained. But I've used the small line so I can cast out the smaller jigs and what have you.
By smaller, what size are we talking about, Alan?
It's a 32nd.
A little bitty one, yeah. Tiny. You know, it's amazing to me how a crappie can find that thing in that murky water, but there must be bunches of them down there to be able to, you know, catch them. You're hooking them, at least getting a strike on every cast or so. There must be tons of them up shallow right now, you know.
Yeah, they moved up
mm-hmm.
Quite a bit.
Well, if the crappie are up shallow, all this runoff and, you know, that happened here, you know, now a couple of weeks back, but the catfishing ought to be really good too, you know.
Yeah. Just everything shallow, the catfish and bass you can catch on them frogs, just a hollow bellied frog on top water. They're hitting top water. Everything's just, there's all kind of bugs on the water. I even see a few fish coming up and getting bugs off the top.
Yeah.
And I thought about taking my fly rod down there and trying to do some fly fishing.
Put a little popper on there, you know? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so much fun, a lot of sport to it. Well, you know, you mentioned the topwater. I've been fishing a bait, Alan, that was real popular 25 years ago. It's a mechanical frog. You'll remember it. It was around, you know, you could get them at all your big box stores, Walmart and all that back then. But Mr. Frank Pierce contacted me back in the winter, and he has perfected these mechanical frogs. You just throw it out and pull it, you know, and you load the thing at the spring there when you pull it, and the legs kick on it. But I had it out at a 30-acre lake over here near Athens not too long ago fishing it. And you talk, that is so much fun. I wrote an article that, well, you probably maybe read it in the local papers, but it was about how a bass, we're talking largemouth bass now, how hard they hit a frog, you know, yeah. And why. I mean, I figured, well, the reason is a live, real frog is pretty, he's pretty athletic. He can get away from a bass, so, but they do for some reason, don't they? They nail them harder than most baits. Yeah.
And I actually have a couple of those baits, and it's kind of a little secret. You try to keep it a secret anyway whenever you get one, because you can sure catch a lot of fish on it.
You're right, Alan. Well, when I see you, and I'm going to come down, and you and I are going to spend some time soon in the next, hopefully next few weeks, just having a good time fishing, but I'm going to bring you some of these. I've got a few of those. He went through a period where he didn't really push them. You know, the guy, Frank Pierce, I'm talking about, that invented these things. They're patented and everything, but now he's got thousands of them. He's putting them back on the market. So I'm going to bring you a couple when we do go, and maybe we can spend a little time fishing over some grass or something like that and catch some of those topwater bass. But it's a fun way fishing those frogs. It's amazing that you still got a couple, so you know what they're all about, don't you?
Oh, yeah. They're about wore out. So,
well, you
I
need
sure
some.
I sure appreciate a couple of them.
Well, you'll have them. Frank Pierce there, he gave me a supply of them there. And yeah, they work real good. So catfishing is good right now, and I don't have to ask on what. It can be punch bait. It can be liver, whatever, if they're shallow and feeding, you know.
Yeah. Right. Worms and cut shed.
Yeah.
Mostly. Just you can catch just about anything up shallow right now. That's awesome right now. You can even catch fish on the bank or get out in your boat and just get to some places that nobody else can get to, you know. But
you bet.
There's a lot of places you can fish from the bank out there at Pat Mays. So
it is.
It's real good right now.
That's good, Alan. Pat Mays is a beautiful lake for folks listening. Folks are listening to us all over, but if you've never been up there, it's just north of Paris, not far from the Red River, actually, as the crow flies, is it, Alan? Pretty close, yeah. Well, buddy, thanks a lot for a little Lake Pat Mays update. It's good that I'm so happy that you're back on the water and recouped. I know it's been a long uphill pull for you, but by golly, you've done it, so things are looking up, I can tell.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
God's been good to me.
Yes, sir, he has. He's taken care of you, and you've done your part. You've just, you know, you've hung in there and kept a positive attitude. That's what it takes. Alan, we're going to get you back soon, and, you know, when you get back full-fledged to guiding, well, we'll leave some contact information, that kind of thing.
Okay.
You know, when you get all the wheels running again and where you're full speed, but I do appreciate the update at Pat Mays, and we're going to get you back again and talk about fishing up there. How about it?
Yes, sir. That'd be great.
Folks, for the past 12 years, I have used my Smoking Texas electric smoker to cook literally hundreds of pounds of game meat and domestic meat. I've made sausage, jerky, cooked wild hog hams with them. They are absolutely awesome, and they're built to last. You can go to Smoking Texas, SmokinTex.com, and check out their line of smokers. There's different models, bigger ones and littler ones, depending on your needs. Or you can call Diz or Scott at 888-922-1511. Folks, I'd like to hook you up with Butcher Packer Supply. This company has everything you need for making jerky, sausage, curing meats at home, anything to do with home butchering. You can go online to butcher-packer, that's butcher-packer.com, and order everything that you need right there online. Folks, if you're looking for real estate up around the Lake Fork and surrounding areas, I want to hook you up with my buddy, Mr. Paul Tibbett, with Signature Properties. Paul and his qualified team have all different types of real estate for you. Lake lots, land, quality, luxury homes, you name it. You can check them all out online at easttexasluxury.com.